I'm going to go ahead and call this special session to order. Today is Saturday, August 13th. Sheila, will you please call roll?
Ms. Buffalo?
Here.
Ms. Fowler?
Here.
Ms. Wainer? Ms. Driscala?
Here.
Mr. Foster?
Here.
Mr. Pitzer?
Here.
Ms. Peters?
She's running in the back. She says here.
Oh, I see her.
I see her too. Okay. At this time, I would like to please ask Carl Scala and City Manager DeCarlin Seawood to join me at the podium. Well, good morning to everybody here. We're here to thank Carl Scholar for his years of service on our Columbia City Council and to welcome Roy Lovelady to our fold. So I will start first by just making a quick statement. I have the privilege of working with Mr. Scala for years, and I don't think I'll ever think of outdoor lighting the same way again. So thank you for the hours and hours of conversation around exterior lights and street lights. So I have the opportunity then to present some items to you. So. And I have to, is this the mic you want me to come to?
Sure.
Whatever mic you want to use.
Sorry, I'm very short, y'all. All right, this is a resolution of appreciation to Carl Scala, Councilmember 3rd Ward. Whereas Carl Scala was elected Councilmember of the 3rd Ward on April 2nd, 2013, and whereas Mr. Scala was duly reelected a Councilmember of the 3rd Ward on April 5th, 2016, and April 2nd, 2019. And whereas Mr. Scala served as Mayor Pro Tem from April 16, 2018 through April 18, 2022. And whereas he has ably represented his constituency and the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office. And whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special City Council sessions. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Scala for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia a viable city. We wish Mr. Scala the best of the future, and then it's witnessed and signed by all your fellow council members. Thank you. There's a lot of official things, so bear with us. Okay, and then this is a plaque presented by the City Council and staff of the City of Columbia, Missouri, on behalf of the citizens of Columbia, to Carl Scala in recognition and appreciation of his dedicated and effective service on the Columbia City Council, April 2013 through August 2022, as the elected 3rd Ward Council member, presented August 13, 2022. Thank you. And for those of you new, when the mayor is unable to do the active duties of mayor, we have a mayor pro tem. And this is a silver tray in honor of Carl's service as outstanding service as mayor pro tem of the City of Columbia, April 2019 to June 2020, June 2020 to April 2021, and April 2021 to April 2022. So thank you. And then the last one I get to give is a certified heritage tree that will be planted and cared for by the Columbia Department of Parks and Recreation. This tree is planted in honor of Carl Scala, donated by the Parks and Rec Department, and will be planted and maintained in a park of your choice for your to honor your 9 years of service. Yeah. All right, now I'm gonna have City Manager DeCarlin Seawood present a few more items.
So from the we have a couple of things. So first, we have a commemorative tile, and it's a retirement tile that we give to all those who are leaving us. I am. Well, there you go, sir. Thank you. Thank you. We also got this certificate. So if we come right here.
All right, I'd now like to invite Carl to make some comments. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm descending from the dais this morning. I'm reminded of Kurt Vonnegut's phrase, and so it goes. Public service is a privilege, and public trust is essential. I've enjoyed that privilege and trust on this journey for nearly 24 years now. Parenthetically, that tenure includes 4 mayors, 5 city managers, more than 1,400 meetings, 60,000 plus emails, and countless hours of preparation and participation. And along the way, I've encountered many worthy fellow civic travelers to whom I owe a deep debt of gratitude, and gratitude especially to my wife and partner of 30 years, who is always by my side, Mari. To her, and to the hardworking city staff, and to all of those dedicated others, a perhaps simple but profound thank you. I leave elected office this morning with many significant public service accomplishments and few regrets. May future Columbia City Councils demonstrate the wisdom of those past. Good luck to all those who so dedicate themselves to the public trust. And now, I've decided to take my leave and go fishing.
Thank you, Carl. All right, I would now like to invite, Councilmember-elect, Roy Levlady to the podium. Sorry, Roy, I'm super. Yeah. Not good. And Sheila Min.
I, Roy Lovelady,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of
Ward 3 council member
for the city of Columbia,
Missouri,
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth
in the charter
of the city of Columbia,
that I will support
the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the state of Missouri,
in the charter
and ordinances
of the city of Columbia,
and that I will faithfully
discharge
the duties of my office.
So help me God.
So it is my honor, Roy, to present to you your commission. So to all who shall see these presents, greetings. Know ye that it has been having been certified that Roy Levlady was on the second day of August, 2022, duly elected third ward council member within and for the city of Columbia and the county of Boone in the state of Missouri. Now, therefore, in the name and on behalf of said city of Columbia, county and state aforesaid, the said Roy Lovelady is hereby commissioned to serve as third ward council member for the term ending April 2025, as specified by law, and is authorized to discharge the duties of said office according to law. Present to you. I'll now ask Roy to join me at the dais and the city manager to join us at the dais.
Right, Roy.
And now I'll ask if Councilmember Roy Lovelady would like to make any comments to his guests and friends.
Yes, I would. This is a special event, so I wrote something special. It's a little lengthy, so bear with me, okay? I said, first, I would like to thank Mr. Scala for his years of service, and I look forward to working with you for the next 3 years. Second, I'd like to thank my higher power, because without him... Because without him, I am nothing. Third Ward, I'd like to thank you and my team for the tireless hours of service and all the dedication that you made to make this goal a dream and a reality come true. To the Third Ward voters who voted for me, who saw me fit to represent them, to listen to them, to be integral, trustworthy, and always be transparent, I thank you. To my family, my sisters, my brothers, my nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, everybody in the room, thank you. Speaking of which, this is my mother's birthday, and I'd like to read a poem that definitely reflects over our relationship. The poem is called Mother to Son by Langston Hughes. Well, son, I tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor, bare. But all the time, I've been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes gone in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you sit down on them steps because you find it kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for eyes are still going, honey. Eyes are still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stairs. What is family? The definition that I chose is a social unit consisting of one or more adults together with the children they care for or adopt to be their family. I'm gonna place the pen right there because I have just a little few more things to say. Let me tell you how I/we stepped out of on faith and made history. So here's a quick overview of the story. My mother and my father had me a bundle of joy on May 25th. Yes, I'm a Gemini, and I was born in Southeast Missouri. Struggles, trials, tribulations were no stranger to us, but they used them to teach positive morals and values in me, in their children, in all of us. I ran into many teachers in my life, in school teachers, clients, cosmetology teachers, siblings, friends, councilmen, and the lessons I've learned is that they're all in this room and they're all family. Jumping forward, May 25th, 2019, George Floyd was killed. Yes, my birthday. I was so empathetic and thought, that could be me. Crowds took to the street. Some wanted to destroy, some wanted to be angry, some wanted to be aggravated. After watching 8 minutes and 46 seconds of that man being choked to death, I knew I had to do something. My suppressed leadership and activism skills immediately kicked in as I too took to the streets to help those people, and they quickly became my family. I kept them safe, they kept me safe. We went to work strategically mobilizing and marching for justice. We wanted change, and we wanted it now. That change led us to council and a plethora of boards and commissions where I sat in the audience and learned and learned and learned. I felt out of place at some of the council meetings, very inexperienced, and I knew that one day I had to take either a board or commission or maybe even council. Sorry, guys, I told you guys it's a little lengthy, but bear with me. This is a special day. So I threw my hat into the council race. Why council and not a board and commissions? Two reasons. One, if I may be transparent, some of the boards and commissions are dysfunctional, and I witnessed that at council, and council sometimes does not always listen to their opinions. Second, I wanted to lead by example and show my family, my dance team, my friends, anybody I inspire, my clients, etc., why we march for over 100 plus days, that nothing beats a fail but a try. The campaign. Ooh, it was a whirlwind. We lost campaign manager after campaign manager. Momentum continued to build, though. Just being transparent, wanted you all to know, because that was a secret. Thank God for Kyle, Colleen, Maria, Martha, Alfred, Shonda Hamilton, Michael Trapp, Ian, Pat. Y'all, it's so many of y'all. Rhonda, Kelly Garrett. Thank you, God. Ooh. The Board of Realtors, Renee, Kendra Jackson, other council members, Barbara Jeffers, and all of the council members who I had the honor of running with on April 2nd. We were all in a race, but they all took time to teach me. I want to say a huge thank you to Adrian. He was my first donation because he believed in me. To Crystal in the front row when I was giving up because I didn't have enough money. She was my biggest donation. She said, when I give you this, the only thing you cannot do is quit. Because you inspire so many. And I want the world to see that. She said, I believe that you're going to win. That's why I'm giving you this check. Thank you. Thank you to my team. They all helped me learn. They encouraged me. And they pressed into me something that I thought that I always didn't have. They poured into my empty cup at times. Thanks. I consider you all family. It's almost over, guys. I'm getting there. The tie in which I refuse to talk about. Why? Because, whoa, it had me feeling discouraged, beaten down, confused, and somewhat in a dark place. So I always make a post daily. And a few days ago, I posted because this is what came into my mind. And it says, the story of Joseph in the Bible, in the book of Genesis. Sometimes you have to be in a dark place and go through a multitude of hard trials, learning lessons, learning lessons before God will give you your dream that he has already promised you and prophesied to you. Help came from all over the city. Donations and people willing to walk and rally and knock doors, do the work. Thank you. You all are my team. You all are my family. I'd also like to thank Aida, Jessica, Susan, Josephine, and everybody else who took a yard sign, who took a post, who knocked the door, who shared on social media. This is a quick standing thing. I'm going to make it really fast. So if it's a pause, you stand up really fast, okay? If you are my immediate family, please stand up. If you was on my campaign team, please stand up. If you are a client of 360 Stars, please stand up. If you are my church family, please stand up. If you are a voter in Third Ward, please stand up. Someone who has encouraged me or my family, please stand up. If you are someone who has poured into me, a teacher, please stand up. If you are a someone that I will call a mother or a father figure, please stand up. If you are part of the LGBTQIA community, please stand up. People that have experienced any type of struggle in life, please stand up. You all are my family. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Coming to the end, guys, you may have a seat. I just wanted people to see the support.
This has never been done in this.
In closing, going back to the beginning, we all have family, but in this day and time, we get to pick who our family is. Everybody in this room who supported me in some way, shape, form, or fashion, you are my family. All of you Third Ward members who voted for me, and I thank you, you are my family. I look forward to listening to you to implement your voices here at the dais. Well, they say hindsight is 20/20. In April, I may not have been ready for this position. And in fact, I'm still learning and growing. Not to mention, I'm being thrown in at the budget time. That document is big, but I must admit, within reading so far, thus far, it has already taught me so much. This is history, guys. I am the first Black person outside of First Ward to ever become a council person. I am the first openly gay drag queen, hairstylist. Just to say that over this dais makes me feel good. I know, we got to get out of here.
You're good.
Okay. I want to thank everybody that voted for me, that came out. And I know I've said it so much, but you all are my family. I look forward to hearing from you. I'm working on setting up my office hours and listening to your concerns of all the people. And I just want you guys to know that I'm not perfect, and I may make some mistakes. I'm just asking for your grace. I may need I may need positivity poured into me at times when it's ripped out. But I am equipped with my weapon. And my weapon is a smile and a listening ear and a big heart that's ready to serve. I hope I answered all your questions of who, what, when, why. How is still in the plans. But this is Roy Lovelady, your Third Ward City Councilman, signing off.
That's a hard act to follow, Roy, and I expect all of you all to stay for the budget work session. So we have just one other small item on our special work session agenda that this morning, and it's a discussion about an acting mayor pro tem. As you're aware, mayor pro tem serves when the mayor is not available. I hope to always be available. Andrea Wehner is our mayor pro tem, and she is currently out on leave. So with council's approval, I was going to ask for Councilmember Matt Pitzer to serve as our acting mayor pro tem when both the mayor and mayor pro tem are unavailable. I have all of your support.
Yes.
Voice. Do you need a vote or that's this, they nodded?
No objection.
No objections. Okay. Thank you, Matt, for serving as third on in you know, on the deck. Yeah. All right. Are there any other items before I adjourn us and then rejoin us at 9:30 for our budget work session? Anything? All right. I adjourn this special work session.